Blog Talk Radio. Take me for a Good evening. Welcome to the Love Zone. My name is Miss VIP, and I am joined tonight with my sultry diva, La Perla Negra. Diva, how are you tonight?
I'm good, Diva. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing. You know what I mean?
I know that's right.
Yeah.
I like this topic.
Anyway. Yeah, absolutely. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. You got yours on, Diva. I got mine.
Oh, you know I got mine on. I keep mine on. Yes.
Yes, I hear you. All right. Let's thank author Larry Maddox for this platform tonight. Without him, there would be no us. So tonight, Diva, we got a good topic. How long would you wait for a true love? So when when we discussed this topic, I was like, wow. And I can remember that I actually went like 3 years before I did anything. I wanted to wait and get myself together. And I thought if I waited, it would come to me. You know what I mean? But yeah, things don't normally go as the way planned. So, but I'd wait. I'd seriously wait. What about you, Diva?
Oh, girl. I've been on a hiatus for a minute. I've gone out a time or two, but it's been a minute. And it wasn't so much just waiting on love. It was getting myself together, reassessing everything in my life and getting myself together until I felt comfortable enough to open myself back up to love. So I am now, and it's been a minute, but, I don't see any limitations or boundaries when it comes to anything about love. Yeah.
I like that. All right. So, Diva, should we start off tonight or shall we let the poets in? What do you think?
I think we should give them the phone number first to call in.
Oh, yeah.
Just in case it's people streaming online.
Lord, absolutely. It's been a day. Ladies and gentlemen, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And, hey, press 1 to be heard all around the world, all right? We're on every single platform you would think of.
Oh, yeah.
So with that, and if you're on Block Talk Radio, make sure that you call in before 11. And everybody knows by now that the Block Talk Lady has no chill at all. She will cut you off at 11 o'clock. Straight up.
I'm anxious to hear your piece. I want to hear your piece, and then I'll do mine, and then we can get to these calls.
Hi, no problem. Okay. This piece is called The Wait.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. She read what he sent, then didn't know what to say. He was drawn to her with his desire for her. The endemic spread to other countries, becoming a pandemic, which affected those he knew. He was probably compromised and scared, yet he wanted her. He cared. Distance was a bitch. That with COVID-19 was the hitch. And in spite of all the talk in the world, he fell for her. He feared words wouldn't be enough, and she would stop talking to him. She read what he sent, then didn't know what to say. He was special to her. She didn't want him to go away. He said he'd be around. That made her cry. She told him she loved their conversation, how they lived, how she cared so much in such a short time. She didn't know. But without him in her life, her spirit would die. She must have touched him deeply because he stayed, trusting the actions she displayed. She read what he sent, then knew what to say. In spite of the obstacles for true love, she'd wait if he really felt this way. She'd stay. Never in a million years she thought she could ever feel this way once more. She was so happy with him, so full of joy. She glowed and it showed. They both yearned for the day to be together, and this time they will figure it out, how to wait for true love and make it last forever. And that's that peace.
Oh, Eva, that's so beautiful. You know, I want to say something. You know, you can, you know, the heart wants what it wants. And you can love someone quietly. You can make it known. But I think the major part in love is trust, and that determines whether or not you will express it to that person or not. I love that piece. That was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Diva, it's your turn. I'm ready to hear your piece.
Okay. All right. I call this intentional love.
All right, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Only those who risk going too far can possibly find out how far one can go. T.S. Eliot. Yes, I would wait until the last grain of the sands of time dropped, until our energies collided and lay amongst the bed of stars, leaving waves of curtains of magnificent colored lights across the night skyline, if only to just bring smiles and inspire joy to hope-filled eyes. I would wait until the time after the day, after forever, if you ask me to. As true love's call deserves patience, so shall my devoted heart honor it. For it is my soul's urge, my spiritual gift, love. It is my anchor in troubled waters, the light holding my hand through the dark tunnel. And if you should never, ever reach me, I thank you for the beautiful atmosphere to place my thoughts and my thoughts.
Oh, Diva. You know, I actually saw that all the colors running along the skylight, like the skyline. Oh, my goodness. That was so beautiful.
I kind of
feel romantic right now about me.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. I'm sure our illustrious CEO loves it because we're just full set tonight, you know.
Yeah, you know he's loving the sappiness. Poeta came up, he said a word the other night. What was it? Sappass.
I think that's the word.
Sappass.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. Well, speaking of poetic, how about we let him in and see what he has to say on this subject?
All right.
Poetic, how are you tonight? Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey, Miss VIP, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danya.
Hey, how you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing fine. Listening to these sap-ass pieces coming through. Dynamic ink. And all right, so the topic. Go ahead, ask me the question of the evening.
Eva.
All right. All right, Poetic. Tell us, how long would you wait for a true love?
How long would I wait for true love? Well, I don't want to wait that long because I don't want to die before it actually happens. So, I guess you'd have to define true love. Because some of us believe that we have or had already found true love only to realize that you were the only one in it. but I will wait on it until my heart heals, if that makes
all
sense.
All right. That makes a lot of sense.
That's understandable. Yeah. I think a lot of us can go for that and see that.
Yeah, because once my heart is fully healed, only then can I be open to receive true love.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's at that point where I will be willing to unlearn what I thought true love was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Okay. What's up?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Great topic. Great topic.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Well, that's her. That's hers tonight, not mine. So all credit due to her.
Hey, that's all right. That's all right.
Well, thank you. So, how about spitting your piece, and then we'll bring you back in the 10 o'clock hour. Is that all right with you, Philomena?
That's fine with me. Just know that what's about to happen with this piece was at the request of La Perla Negra. So it is definitely not.
Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. The warning. Oh, Lord. The mic is yours. Oh, my God.
All right. Thank you. This piece is called Soft Desire. Before I bite your apple to taste your cherry and watch the juice drip from your peach, allow me to touch your melons while you lick my grapes. Taste my flavored seeds as I consume the juice from your strawberry. Delight myself in your pear tree juice and nibble on your honeydew. Till you ooze like the juice from an orange, while my thumb is in your plum. Thinking, damn, this berry is so sweet. The nutrients of your pomegranate has me thinking some blueberries type of shit. I mean, can I water your melon? Till she screams apricot? And the way that nectarine peeks out at me through your panties makes my banana ripen. The thought of you tasting like mangoes, never sour like grapefruit, or bitter like lemons, but just delicious like blackberries. Let's make a fruit salad without raspberries. All this deliciousness heavenly like guavas. Baby, I just can't wait to eat you. And that's that piece.
I requested this.
You asked that diva, you get the same person.
I requested, Lord. What was this?
Do you need to listen to the playback? Do you need to listen to the playback of Monday night's show? Because you can hear yourself asking. You can hear yourself asking, please bring, you should bring that to the love zone.
Oh, my God. I need my hand fan.
Perhaps I'm going to pour up my drink before the show. I had a big
My
drink.
Inbox
no,
is going.
No. I should have brought it. You know?
Right. That was off topic, but it was absolutely delicious.
Yes, it was.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sticking fingers in certain places and tasting stuff.
Good. I can't.
That was very, very hot.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for allowing me the space to spit such a piece. Thank you.
Lord, how many?
What?
Are you hosting?
Well, thank you for the disclaimer.
It's my pleasure.
But that disclaimer, was totally off. You should have said, wait a minute, y'all, I'm poetic tonight. Then I'd have ran and got my drink. I'd have been okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready. I was not ready. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sometimes the element of surprise is okay.
This is true. You didn't throw up as well. It's fine, though. So we'll recover. We will definitely recover.
Absolutely. So if you'll excuse me, I have a standing date every Wednesday night with your bartender, Kalinda. So.
She's got
my drink. I've got a conversation for her. So if you'll excuse me, I need to get 30 minutes in with her before you call me back. So.
All right. Well, all right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Jesus, you requested that?
Girl.
Wow. Oh, my God.
I did. Now that I think back, Lord,
my
child, sometimes I speak too fast. Oh,
Had I known this was going to be the topic,
I don't think I would have requested that.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, child.
Well.
Yeah.
Let's go to our next call, CW34 Music.
All right, then.
Hello, CW. Welcome to the Love Zone. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well, and your first song that you played took me way back to my fashion sense. Hey, La Perla Negra, how are you?
I'm good. Okay.
Yeah, because I went from trying to dress like Morris Day when I was a teenager to Ozone from Breaking, and I had the pants to prove it. And then the Keith Washington, because, you know, guys were trying to be like him, girls were trying to get him, and they had to level up to get to Shante Moore.
I hear that.
Yeah, that's before I figured out, look, I'm a jeans and T-shirt guy. Even though I could pull off a suit, I'm really a jeans and T-shirt guy. So, hey.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. You know, comfortable can be sexy. Okay, well, let me ask you the question of the evening.
Sure.
Two double.
Yes.
How long would you wait for true love?
I'm going to incorporate something as an answer to that question, because I've been so much of a foreigner to that, and it's going to go something like this. So long, I've been looking too hard, I've been waiting too long. Sometimes I don't know what I'll find. I only know it's a matter of time when you love someone. Yeah, really love someone. Yeah, that's my answer to that.
I like that answer. I love that song, too.
Oh, I thought I could slip that past you.
Oh, no, honey, no. You are not the only one that knows music up in here, honey. Trust me. I was the kind of kid where I don't know if y'all remember. Remember the big stereo set that came in the wood in the case with the big glass door that you had to push on and it bounced open?
Yes.
The
I wanted one so
release.
Bad.
Okay, my mom had one. I claimed that whole area of the living room. That was my spot. I was really into physical fitness back then, so I was working out a lot, and that was my area. The two big speakers and the case, all of that. Yeah, that was my area right there. And music has always been everything to me. But back then they had the 12 inches and the 45, you know, and the cassette tapes.
Oh, yeah.
We had no more 8-tracks, so we had this cassette tape, and I was I had a lot of cassette tape. And you know how we used to do? We used to put tissue in the top part and the two little holes and record over.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You
yep.
know.
Yeah, I know.
So, yes. Mixtape. Yes, yes. Okay. Yes, definitely. Definitely. Okay. So, yeah, music is my thing. Definitely. Yes. Well, I tell you what, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. And I call this a high school note to S.H. I was so naive and couldn't comprehend that innocence. As a teen, I didn't know about females at all. I was so illiterate, missing the signals you were sending. You liked me. You really liked me. I was more embarrassed about my personal matters away from school. I know I was feeling you. But I was a gentleman in training. You remember those laps we walked around school at lunchtime? I was funky, wearing hand-me-downs, but you didn't care. You looked forward to my company, and I enjoyed your smile. Your lighter shade of brown skin with Asian eyes, deep down, I was still a child. All the boys trying to play immature games, I was amazed every day you called my name. But someone interfered with what was possible and made the switch to the point there would be never something as pure as this. I settled for less than you, and that's not putting her down. If I knew then what I know now and had the balls to say no, I would have chose you. Think of how much you would have changed my life. Before you get the love, you have to get the like. And I did like you a lot. I met you through my cousin. But I was scared to bring you around the religious and drunk things I was dealing with. Time has come and gone, and God revealed our compatibility. I was too blind by future sex and lack of friendship substance that would have been everlasting. You were right to leave me with her. I see me carrying your books as we talk about the unknown future. And I remember you looking so good. Side note, I don't want you. I'm content in my marriage. But in case you read this, hope you're alive, well, and happy. I just thought I'd let you know. In case I make a reunion, I know things could have been different if I had only listened at 16. You're so good. When we make love, it's understood. It's more than a touch or a word can say. Only in dreams. Could it ever be this way? I've been waiting for a girl like you. That's that piece.
Happy that's my jam. I love you, Farna.
Yes.
Stop playing.
Yes,
yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. That's one of their best songs,
that was
man.
Very
I love this song. Oh, my God. And that piece was decent. Yes, yes.
Wow.
Thank you very much. That's a true story.
Wow. That makes it even better. Wow.
I'm just saying it sounded like one.
Yeah.
Well, thank you
moment.
So much, D. Dalton. That was nice. Very nice.
You're welcome.
It's time to dip you over to the lovely house with your favorite libation. Oh, wait a minute. Are you working?
You know I can sneak a peppermint schnapps along the way. You should know that.
You might have
to
wait. You know, poetic.
I need some
you
for
about a half an hour with
some,
the bartender.
Yeah, yeah. I need some for Sandy the squirrel over here. You know that, right?
Oh my God.
God, you got SpongeBob and Patrick over there, too.
No, it's just Sandy the Squirrel singing, I want to go home.
Oh, you ain't right, Jesus.
Lord have mercy.
One love, one mind. Oh, my God.
one love, one life, love, one life. For you.
Man, he is crying. Oh, Lord,
wait, please, oh, let's go home, right? Oh, my
okay.
God. Well, Diva. Diva, next on the mic, is one of becoming one of my faves. Nah, he is going to be one of my faves. This is Joe, the verbal mind dancer.
Hey, hey.
Hi, Joe. Welcome to the Love Zone. How are you tonight?
Hey,
Joe.
VIP, the
Pearl of
Negra. How y'all doing? Can you hear me okay?
Yep,
we're good.
So how y'all feeling this evening? Awesome. Oh, pretty good, actually. Aside from Poetic coming in here and upsetting everything, got us feeling all warm and inside. We wasn't trying to go in that direction tonight, but he done took us there. Yeah, but it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Steve, I think it's your turn to ask the question tonight.
It is. It is. Joe, the verbal mind dancer. How long would you wait for a true love?
Oh, I'll wait as long as it takes. That's just me, though.
Hmm.
Makes sense.
I hear that. I hear that. Hmm. Yeah, there are some of us out there that will wait, you know, until we recognize it, you know. That's my thing. Poetic was saying earlier, until you heal. Because if you're not healed, you can't be open to pretty much anything, you know. But once you are and you've released everything, they say you can unlearn what you thought was real love.
I mean, healing, waiting is part of the healing. So, absolutely, it goes hand in hand.
Absolutely, absolutely, yes. Well, I'll tell you what. I just know you bought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. I know you do.
I bought a piece. I don't know about how delicious it is, but I definitely bought a piece.
That's just my little, that's my little coin phrase for the Love Zone. You know. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay, this piece is called Amaze Me. Love continues to amaze me. Love finds me on sad days, see ya. Love just can't be tucked away, G. I try to run from the brunt of it while standing right in front of it. Confrontation is not the fun of it. Once again, I'll taste the shun of it. Come again if you will. Voices were never hidden from it. Choices were never ridden of it. A heart can never rise above it, although it tries to. It survived through fractured pasts, Alice and the looking glass, malice with a taste of class, a chalice made of solid brass. I toast to love again. I toast to loyal friends. I've tasted what has always been the fall of me. When all of me gets too deep, love continues to speak. Love continues to peak. Am I just too weak to seek affection? When love comes in my direction, I've long since tossed out perfection. Because everybody knows that misconception. Love changes direction, so I'm lost on the map. Which way is best? My east be a beast, and love amazes me. It's my beast. Thank you.
Well, damn. I was sitting here like, wait, more. Wait, don't say it's my face. I know.
Right.
It just felt like you were just like on the precipice and like you just ready to jump, and then all of a sudden it's like, he ended it. That was beautiful, though. I really love your wordplay. I really do. Like, oh.
Always. Always, mm-hmm. Jeff. Yeah. And you're direct in what you say, man. It's your voice and your tone and everything. Yeah, I love that, too. I really do. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
I might have to make a request of you, Mr. Hey, don't mind. I'd like to see that again. Mind even, is it okay to post that in the event page?
Oh, absolutely.
Please.
Absolutely.
Or my inbox.
Great. Yeah, no
problem. Oh, that's great.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. I was gonna escort you to, you know, the Love Lounge to, you know, get your favorite libation and your nice comfy seat and stuff, you know, in the VIP lounge. But Poetic got Kalinda in a bind at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
So you about to wait on the drink, but you got the chair. But you got the chair up.
I'm gonna let my brother Poetic do his thing over there.
All right, thank you so much. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One mic.
Diva, what the worst? They are coming in here like what?
Yes. Honey. Yes.
Oh,
goodness.
I'm like, okay. It really, really is. Steve, got a station break for me?
I gotta find it now. You gotta be patient with me because my my tablet is extremely slow. Okay, let me see if I can find it for you. Hold on. Give me a sip of coffee. Goodness. Caught me off guard with this one. All right. Give me a second. Wait, well, how about... I don't want to act right. It doesn't. I'm touching the screen and it don't want to go. Let me see if I can go through my phone with it. Oh, Lord. Lord. Oh, my goodness. All right, let me see. Maybe that it is. Oh, Lord. You know, this technology is supposed to be.
I'll try it.
Did you say you had it?
Let's just do this one. I'll do this.
Huh? Okay.
I got it.
Okay.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
Oh, man, what is going on here? Okay, guys. I think my diva's call dropped, so what I'm going to do is, let me see, don't really want to, how about I play a song
right.
She calls back in? Oh, there you go. Long Talk is showing its ass tonight. Once again,
it's okay. It's quite all right. Hmm. Just have to find out where things are, that's all.
How about a song?
All right.
Before we
go ahead,
to the call. Okay, let's just play a song. So, now, see, here we go again, asking for giving me what? Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Stay with me, but I only see you. Come here, baby, let me marry you. Show you all the love that you deserve. Promise you always come first, yeah. Forget about your past, baby. I'm your future, I ain't nothing like your last, baby. Show you things you never had, baby. Show you things you never had, yeah.
Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night is going to be Raw with Rain, and Baby Diva herself, essentially Shanice. And then Tuesday night is going to be the Honey Drippers with Mahavin. You always know how I go down with the Honey Drippers. And then next Wednesday night, we'll be right back here in the Love Zone with the Sexy Divas. This is VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you. She hitting that red button. Going on back there with her. She is hitting that button.
Yeah, I'm on my way.
He's coming, child. He is coming. Lord.
Oh, my Lord.
My therapist and my bartender.
It's not my fault.
They're just so good at what they do.
That's exactly correct. That is exactly correct. They're good at what they do.
Yeah, they are. That's why I hired them. Yes, they are. But it wasn't meant for y'all to come in and just, like, woo them and distract them like that. Really?
judging by what I'm seeing around the Love Zone, there are a lot of people drunk, so Kalinda is doing her job. She ain't got me. She don't have no distractions. She had no distractions. And her tip jar is pretty full. Most of them my dollars.
Sure. All right, man.
All the time you spend with it, it ought to be filled with your
Absolutely.
Child, please let him go on
Thank
back there when
you
blow my phone up.
Thank you. Appreciate it. One love, one mic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One
love, one
mic.
Thank you. Girl, Kalinda is busy tonight. With poetic and the verbal mind answer.
And C double, but you know what? Look, as I said, she is the mixologist. So I did. I paid attention to her at a different spot she was working in. It was a club, real hot club, a popular one. And I was like, you know what? We're looking for a bartender, okay? And it would be yours. All the tips are yours. You know, all you can handle. And I see you pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, let me think about it. We exchanged numbers and we talked later. And I kind of put a little, you know, little smoothness on it. And she was like, sure. I told her about for real. And you know, he pays pretty well. So, you know, and she's been in the end. The girl got skills. That's why I call her the mixologist. But what I didn't know until later on, that she was such a good conversationalist. And Poetic done brought it all out in her, okay? She can't wait to talk to him because, you know what, when I first hired her, nobody was really talking to her. They were just going over there, grabbing their drinks and going to sit down at their little tables and stuff, enjoying and stuff. And I'm like, can y'all talk to her? She can talk, you know what I mean? She can talk, mix drinks, and listen to the other person's problems at the same time and clean the bar off, okay?
Right?
Multitasking, honey. Yes, multitasking. And she's good looking, too. She's a nice looking girl. Y'all was making her feel some kind of
way. She's beautiful.
She is.
Right on.
Who do we have up next?
Eva. We have Jeff Jay.
Hey,
Jay. How are you? Welcome to the
Love
Zone. How are you?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
We're working it out. My tablet is just bugging out here. It's not even showing. Nobody's lines open or anything. I don't know what's going on with my tablet, man. It's new technology.
Yeah, I appreciate
sometimes.
The tablet for saving me from a purgatory of waiting. Hey, VIP, how you doing?
I'm doing. How are you?
I'm all right. I got this piece here I'm going to go ahead and do. What's the question?
dang. You just
I'm showing myself
in.
A good night.
Okay. Well, I guess it's my turn. How long would you wait for true love?
When you say wait, what you mean?
I mean, wait on it until you recognize it or it finds you.
You mean physically or to get married or what?
Physically, that person, you encounter that person, and they show you what real love is, that unconditional, I want to work with you, I want to travel the world with you until the end of forever. Kind of love.
All right. You know what? I think that happens to us more times than we know. That's why I don't put any credence into soulmates or true love or anything to that matter. I mean, who's to say that your soulmate ain't on the other side of the world? You know, that's something that people always say that's against it, but that's the truth. Or why does your soulmate have to be around the corner from you? Why does your soulmate have to be within your city? Why does your soulmate have to be within your state? Why does your soulmate have to be at the club you have went to that night?
Right.
I think two people that meet each other can develop true love. Just by, you know, doing the things that are proper, the things that makes it work. It's the little things. Like me and my wife, it'd be a little awkward thing we have all the time. Like, say, if it's four pieces of pizza in there and one of them just obviously bigger than the other one, you know, we try to leave it for the other one, and sometimes it'd be a back and forth about, no, you take it type of thing. It'd be little things like that, that when things be big and bad, they don't be as big and bad because the edge started getting taken off of because the legwork has been put in.
Absolutely. I agree. And, you know, as far as your soulmate goes, they're going to be on your frequency, so they will find you and they will come to you because the universe is going to send them to you because you're meant to be together. And we have more than one soulmate in life. Don't get it wrong, because it doesn't just say soulmate. That don't mean it's going to work out. And trust me, the universe will send you somebody else. Yeah.
Because I've heard people declare soulmate, and they were like, I hate her.
Listen, like I said, what's meant for you, what is aligned with your frequency, will find you and come to you.
I think that she was right for you, just wasn't right for her.
Sometimes our soulmates take a long time to get to us because they're still working on themselves. Everybody got a lesson to learn, and everybody has work to do, you know, within themselves.
Right.
Whether
they're
healing or, you know, figuring out where they want to go and what they want to do. But everybody has to do some work on themselves. So just because you're ready, that don't mean that they're ready.
Right.
And just because they're ready, that don't mean that you're ready to go all in.
Exactly.
So, it's about patience. Love is about patience. You know, that is the biggest lesson that we learn. When you learn patience, that means you relinquish the need for control over everything. And that's a good thing, because there's your freedom within that.
Yeah. And you know, sometimes both sides need a burden taken off of them as far as making decisions. When the wife's ready to go somewhere, I go ahead and get ready like the kids, and if she say so, because I chronically run late. So she's in charge of that. And I don't be like, Bob, you know what, you trying to tell me this? I got to go ahead and get moving. I might laze around a little bit more than I want to, but I do get moving. So, you know, it's all about who's willing to take what role and also try to execute to the best of their ability.
Okay. I can do that. I can definitely do that. Now, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because I know your book. I'm going to listen.
That was it. Hello?
Say that again. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I said that was it. I just wanted to make a comment.
Oh, no, you're not. Mm-mm. Now, you see, why do you take me there? You are really... you almost made me say words.
You did say words.
No, not the kind of words that I was going to say. I had to catch myself. Okay?
The caller is always right, man. We must go over this again.
This is not traffic, and this ain't no retail, no place to retail. You better stop playing. No, the caller ain't always right. Okay? You going to stop playing.
All right.
This is the second time you're going to pull
this. I'm going to do this thing.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I appreciate both of y'all very much. Is love truly real for everyone? or forever. Is it plausible to say love is even possible, or is it a mass hysterical delusion shared by the masses, a magnificent trick with all the smoke and mirrors, a sleight of hand poof of magic be done at a word? Or is love instead a delusion, a self-indulgent hallucination? We convince ourselves it's real so that we don't have to deal with the reality of our own flaws and shortcomings. Or is love like the lottery? And yes, it is disposable, like a quick scratch-off, where we gamble it all for the Powerball. The scratch winners grasp onto their minuscule winning, but they dissolve by dawn. But yet, we keep playing the game. What do you think love is? For me, it's been all of these things. Love in my life has been my greatest disappointment. The magic trick where you see the strings and the mirrors. It's a hallucination you can't wake from, especially when it's your nightmare. In real life, love can be just one number of one.
Jay, can you say that last line for me, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's a hallucination you can't wake from, especially when it's your own nightmare. In your real life, love can be just one number off.
All right. I like that. I really like that.
Thank you.
I was
just to talk around.
Sorry, Diva. I'm sorry.
You know, I was just about to say that I don't know what it is, but as of late, every single poet that has rolled through here the last couple of shows, I've just been hooked on the last line. Last lines are just meaning a lot to me as of late. So
right.
This is really, really nice. It really is.
You know, I was told by a poet that the way you end a poem can either send it outright or destroy it. And I've been trying to stay conscious of that, too. You can write it right, and then at the end, you don't even say it right. Like, I felt like I had waited too late to go ahead and say it how I did. So the timing on that was just a little bit off. But I've been trying to stay mindful of how you even end the poem.
Mm-hmm. This is great.
You know,
I loved it.
Right.
Yeah, but it was nice. But I agree with that, because sometimes you can write a piece, and the piece can be dynamic. But that last line, it can kill it, because you may not deliver it right, or you may, like you said, wait too long to say it, you know, or
right.
You might say it too fast. It could be just that little teeny thing that can be like, because there's
right,
a build
that's the last impression.
Right, and there's a build up when you're listening to a piece. You're kind of expecting it to end a certain way, have a certain rhythm and tone to it. And
right.
When you don't bring that, the listener is like, I like what he said in such and such part.
You're right.
You know,
a little womp, womp,
yeah, that ending.
And you
is were going
by, and then you start talking like the teachers from Charlie Brown.
Right. Somebody threw water on it and just doused the fire.
That was bad.
Yes. And it, like I said, it could be an awesome piece. But them few last words will do it for you. This is why I try to end mine with something, you know, profound from words. They may not even make sense to me, but they sound good.
Right. We've been figuring that on Monday, so you ain't got to take your socks off. You go ahead and make whatever it was. You sound like a scene.
Right? Okay. Oh, man.
That's
some pretty nice pieces out of pick up your pen now. I go through my book to write something, and I come across one of them pieces that made up, and I'm like, this is kind of nice. I can make this into a whole long piece. Okay.
You're right, because they always incomplete, but you can always add to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Gosh, gosh. Well,
I'm
good.
I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. I felt it coming, the boot and the Sandman and the hook, the whole nine.
Oh, you out of it tonight, huh? Okay. I'm trying to give you some more time. You the last caller. Usually you
I'll watch this out. Love.
Okay. I'm trying not to say nothing, but it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
We can work out with some music, though. Huh?
I was talking about the topic of. This piece was actually written by another poet as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to ask you a question. What are you, like, right before you read your pieces, do you go into a certain mode before you read your pieces, or you just get right into it?
You know what? Before the poem, you know, we be talking, and I be all over the place. I really be all over the place. I ain't no acting nothing. But I know when I go into the character for the piece, it's going to be the same. So no matter what I'm doing, I could be running a marathon or slugging it out with Mike Tyson. When it's time to go ahead and do that piece, no matter whatever energy I got on me, I'm going to do it within that character.
Okay. Okay. That's what's up.
That's why I can go ahead and shift gears like that. And actually, I've been learning from For Real within your piece to shift gears, you know, because he crazy with the gear shift.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, we just got another caller in. I guess you're not the last caller, Jay, but I do appreciate you taking the time and you know, talking to having
me. You did that for your partner, but so glad you tell me that. Ha, you not the last caller.
Hell, yeah, that's a fact.
Oh, man.
You've been talking long enough. You out of here, son.
Well, it's only fair. You can't hold people.
This is good conversation,
you know.
So you're all right. You're all right.
Yeah.
This is good conversation.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Joey! Who is that?
Oh. I just said thank you, Jay.
I am so sorry. I've been yelling at my window. I can't see nothing because I got the light on it behind me.
For the mercy. Thank you, Jay. One love, one mind.
One love,
y'all,
one mind.
Thanks out here. Things going on. Things going on.
Lord.
Hey, gal, you heard me getting this out. Where is he at? Trap? All right. Y'all be easy. Last year's trap this time. I got to go get
it. All right. One love, one mind.
Wow. One mind. Diva.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
I believe I know who this next caller is. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do a little station ID break right before him, okay?
Well, I got you now. I got it to it now if you want me to do it.
Oh, you got me? Okay. Go
I got
right
you.
Ahead.
All right.
This is Tiffany Radio.
Diva, guess what we got on the
line? Yeah. Oh, we got
we have Mr. Automatic Cosmetic. Hey, welcome to Love Zone. How are you?
Hey, Auto, how you doing?
Well, Diva,
well,
we're going to put him back, and we'll bring him back in a minute or so, all right?
All right.
Okay, we're going to go to a musical break, and then after that, we'll see if Otto is ready, all right?
All right, give me 1 second. I got something that you might like.
Cause I really want you. I do, baby. Tonight I don't wanna talk. I just wanna touch you. Cause I can't get enough of you. I'm about to go in, baby. Trust I will demonstrate. Put all your cares aside and just choose where you wanna ride. Down here on my face, you gon' get them bones anyway. Down there with no air. And I'll hold your hair for you, baby, while you're going off on me. When I hit it from the back, I'll stir up the water that's in you. Girl, that water got me stroking like a pool.
Loving the hue that you exude is such a sweet surrender. life short, so please remember. Just catch good vibes, feel this way of the breeze. Let it take you to ecstasy. Up, up and away, let it take you away. Catch good vibes, feel this way of the breeze. Let it take you to ecstasy. Up, up and away, let it take you away. Catch good vibes.
All right. You know what, Diva? Let's see if we can try auto one more time, okay?
Okay.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome to
there
the show.
There he is.
I apologize for that. Apologize for that. Had an emergency. But I'm here.
Okay. Okay. Everything all right?
All right.
Yeah, everything good.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, everything is good. How are you, ladies?
We doing
good. Good.
We good. Yeah.
Yes,
so,
God is good.
The topic tonight is how long would you wait for true love? So tell us, how long would you wait?
How long did I wait for true love? What's the longest I've waited? Or...
No, how long would you wait?
Something. How long would you wait?
Oh, how long would I...
Just something.
I feel like I can wait for a while. You know what I mean? As long as we have friendship first. You know,
mm-hmm.
I have to be friends with my... I have to be... If I'm serious about a woman... I had to be friends with her first. Like mine, right now, is my friend. It's my best friend. I tell her all the time. I say, you're my best friend. That's my homegirl. Like, we talk, you know. I always call her my best friend. Because we learn how to be friends first. Self-love, you know, we love each other, but we always friends first. You know,
absolutely.
And I like that connection. You know,
mm-hmm.
So if I could find if I know that woman, you've always been my friend, I know the lover part is going to sit in very well. So as long as the friendship has become stronger, I could wait for a year, you know, a long time. As long as that connection is stable.
I hear that.
Mm-hmm.
I can agree with that.
Is it pertinent
too.
To put a time limit on it, though?
I mean, I think love is timeless.
It
as long as somebody's treating you good, because, you know, I think that, I mean, you don't get to know each other. You don't get to value each other. You can't put time on value. You can't put time on learning. Because there's always something that you can learn about your partner. And then you can elevate from what you learn. So I think, you know, so and then you learn about each other once they cross the other life. You're still learning.
Yeah.
Even when they're not here, you're still learning about
it. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So, Otto, what you got for us to listen to tonight?
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I was just looking at Marcus Garvey a minute ago. So... I want to do something, I want to freestyle something special. So I'm going to call this freestyle My Name Is. All right.
The mic is yours.
My name is Marcus Garvey. To tell the world that you can have your own business. to love my woman, to make sure that she can have her heart in a place where she wants to be. When I make love to her, when I whisper in her ear, after the love, it's like the cloud of a song where we belong, that I let her know that she could be somebody in the love making. When she's holding my hand and we're talking to people, my name is Malcolm X. To be the man that said, who taught you not to love yourself? Who taught you to not to think that you are below of being a human? This is the world that I bring you of my name, of what I'm calling. With separation is the dominance I love, but she is amazing, and she is the captivity of my eyes of a rose. She grows in the dark of a dark America that pledged no allegiance to us. When I make love, it's like the flavor of natural of a kiss, as my name is Dr. King, showing a way that we could be as equal opportunity. I may finesse her as my Coretta Scott King, or my Betty Shabazz, my queen, as she is with me. We make love after we have spoken the truth to our peers, the tears that we hear, that we are like as black unity. I made love to a woman that wants to see the best all our people. I made love to a woman that wants to see that we break these chains from people that hate us. I made love to a woman that is strong, like she is one of the strongest women of African queens that you will ever see, like Angela Davis. I made love to her. I wanted to please her. I wanted her to scream my name like we were chanting, let freedom come to us and we shall war and hear the songs of freedom, that we are not slaves anymore. I made love to her. And my name is every strong black universal soldier like Fred Hampton. Power to the people. The sequel of knowledge and events is followed to the sequence. These are the days of our lives that we have tried to survive. But worldwide, is we have paid the consequences just to put our lives on the line. And I had to make love to her just one more time, because my heart couldn't take it no more. But we were like fighting like never before. When I made love to her, I saw that whites only was a sign. To leave to the black man would ever be blind, and the black woman, we should never be afraid. I made love to her. She may even scream my name. But sometimes we're just screaming because we are frustrated that the black people have not gotten what we need, and we shall get. But we shall be free, because my name is freedom for all of my black nation. This automatic charismatic, the lyrical lynch, he gets in them all in, Piper and Dry.
Wow. Wow. That was dope. Can I say all that?
Wow.
My name is.
Yeah.
We jump from every historic black person.
Yeah.
And man, it was awesome. It was awesome. You're confident.
I wish I could probably like send that to me. If I would get CW34. I know he's busy at times. My brother in poetry. Yeah, but I wanted to make something that was romantic, but yeah, we're fighting for the people. And Fred Hampton, Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X, Dr. King, those are my heroes. I thank God for those men, you know, that stood in the test of time. And I thank God for the women, because the women help those. You need a strong queen to stand by a strong king.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
We can never forget our queens. We always got to show love to our Coretta Scott King, Betty Shabazz, you know what I mean? We always got to show love to our queens. Thanks. You know? Never forget our queens.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Otto. We appreciate you. You have a dope piece.
Thank you.
Now you're going to be sent to the Love Lounge with your favorite libation, and I got a good chair for you. All right?
All right.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. See y'all next week if I can.
All right.
All right. Okay. Oh, baby. My goodness, my gracious. You ready for the next one?
Yes, I'm so ready. Bring them on in.
This is our New York John.
Mojave.
Yes, hey, welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing?
Hey, Javi.
What's up, man?
I'm sorry. Till now, this is crazy. I'm just becoming aware right now.
You are crazy. No,
but I'm here. I'm quite available to you ladies to have a conversation. I'm sorry.
Welcome.
Hey, how are you? What's happening? Hazy IP, what's going on? How you and those collarbones doing? Some collarbones good? I hope so. Hey, good. I'm just saying. You know. Hey, the pro, Debra. Is your idiot still idiot? Are we idiot today? Oh, wait a second. You itty every day. Hey, with the itty. Let's go.
Oh, they hanging. They free and loose tonight, so they good.
They're free.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
So we're out here being free. Let's be free.
No leash on them tonight. I'm letting them roam around the neighborhood.
They were jiming Hansu on you. They was like, give us free. Okay. I was trying not to cut up, but I said, it's cut up a little bit.
No, I haven't. We cut up a little bit. How are you tonight, Sandman?
I've been trying to lay it down because I was just like, you know, it's just, you know, all that. I'm still tired. I really haven't slept, but I've been deeply resting my body, like not moving and stuff like that. And then as soon as I was like laying down, as soon as I came out the room, because I know this kid was watching TV, he shot me with a Nerf gun in my face. So I'm trying to calm myself down, you know, and, you know, not get his Nerf gun and, you know, hit him with the Nerf bullets in places he just probably doesn't think about, but it's okay. That's what we're doing.
Y'all at
here.
War?
Yeah, no, I didn't know I was at war. I just came out the room and he just declared war on me. So, you know, that's what he does, you know. I'm just glad this time he, you know, normally, you know, he'll do something creative. Like he'll come in the room and wait till I stand up and drop kick me. You know, he's just into that type of stuff. You know, I won't even let him watch wrestling because it's just a bunch of bad ideas. It's just bad ideas. He's like, oh, I can just jump off the couch and just drop kick you. I'll be like, you know, there's concrete floor underneath this rug.
Oh,
you know, when
God.
You hit this, you know, they're on rubber canvas. They bounce off of things because it's rubber. This is concrete.
Right?
You will break something. I was like, you will break something. And then I'm, and you know, if you don't break something, then I'm going to break something. It's not going to be good. You got to stop. And he just be going. But, you know, I figured he's kind of cool, you know. I got him some, like I gave him some White Castle when he got home, so he was good with that. We watched What If, and then he was like, I don't have no school tomorrow. I was like, what? Man, listen. Matter of fact, I'm about to put his rusty butt in the shower. And you just put him in a headlock till you go to sleep. It's going to be good. It's going to be nice.
Not the headlock, Lord.
Lord.
I think it's been your, if you got energy like that to do that, your libido must be back up.
I need some libido to be back up. Matter of fact, give me something to use my libido on. That'd be even better. Help a brother out. You know, make me feel good. Use your libido.
I cannot.
Please and thank you.
I cannot. Lord have mercy.
Absolutely. I would love to. I got that look. That libido is going to be spread thick like peanut butter, you know. Now, for my libido. Now my libido, it's a whole other situation. No, I'm gonna keep the
libido
next to my libido, you know, just in case. I don't know which one's gonna come first, but you know. So, where you going? I'm going to the libido deck. That's what I'm going.
No,
look out on the libido deck. That's what it sounds like. What you got? Oh, I got a little bit of that libido. That libido is just making me feel some kind of way. I'm just saying. Anyway, I believe you have a question you was asking. How long would you wait for a true love? Ooh, it was so good. I'm trying to sound like for real.
How you
going to
come
yeah.
on here and pose the question to yourself?
I don't know. It's my libido. My libido is acting up.
Your libido is got you acting a fool. I don't come on your show and posing the question to you.
Nah,
you
don't come on. Okay, you can ask me the question, but you don't come on my show asking me. So, man, you know what? I just realized there's some damn ants in here. I thought I was crazy because I killed an ant on my leg, and I was like bugging. I was like. Can't be no ants, but this little girl crawling right up on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I get. I forgot. Mm-hmm. Time that fall, you're like, yeah, let's get some food for the hives. Man, these fools over here eating bananas and stuff and putting them in garbage cans that are open. Yeah, let's go over there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, go ahead, ask me the question. I'm ready for the question.
Mojave.
Yes.
Kendrick.
Yes. Yes.
How long would you wait for true love?
I would wait forever for true love. Because it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you deny yourself something that's gonna make you feel some kind of way? Like, the funny thing is, most of us understand true love. It's just whether we give ourselves over to it or commit to it. You know, because love is actually real work. Like, like seeing each other, you know, that's attraction, that's lust. But love is when you really have that person in mind when you think about things, when you love on them and you give love. Like, you know, like, what did Dawood say? No, Dawood said something today, you know, because we were having a situation. And so, and I had brought him into the situation. And he was like, you know when someone loves you. He said, when his ex-wife was sick, you know, like he would go to 3 different supermarkets to get the same type of soup if they ran out of soup, because he wanted her to get well. I said, you don't just go to 3 different supermarkets in the middle of the wintertime. Just make sure you want that person to be better because you love them. And when people love each other, you know, then they really give of themselves, of their heart and their mind and soul. It's not even a question to them, because they don't think about what's in it for me. They only think, what's in it for you? Are you going to be okay? Is this going to be great? And love is hard work. You know, the maintenance of it, you know, the trueness, like the funny thing. Yeah. Like you know, the trueness of it, because you know, that person is breathing the same breath that you breathe. It's like, you know, you're 2 holes, and it's just like you're just becoming one person. It's pretty cool stuff. But, you know, I remember all the times I thought I was deeply, deeply in love, but I remember I would lose days just being with that person. It seemed that time had no effect. And till this day, like, that person really taught me the value of a gift. Like, because it taught me that someone really heard my heart and gave me my greatest desires, no matter what the cost was. That's what they wanted, because they, you know, and it's like they said the greatest thing that it was for them is to see the joy of my eyes and to see me, like, cry. That's why I'm such a joy addict, you know. Like, you know, when you feel real joy, it's joy, you know what I'm saying? And true love can bring that about, too, because you can have a joy. I remember... That woman came to see, like, I had been waiting for her. That woman came to see me. She hopped on a bus. She was like, I'm getting on this bus. And she came, and she was just standing there in front of me, just staring at me, you know. And I was just like, man, listen. I was like, this mine, you know. I said, this mine? This belong to me? Lord, thank you, Jesus. This is great. This is wonderful. But that's when you feel that true love, you know. Like, now, for me, like, I had, my maturity wasn't at the same level. My maturity and my spirituality wasn't at the same level of what my heart was feeling. And so now, the vibration of a wavelength that you feel things are completely different. So for me, you know, I believe that true love exists. And people can be in possession of the true love. You know, there's going to be someone, you know, they say your soulmate is always within 7 miles of you. Or you've met them, or you know them. You know, you just haven't made the connection. So I believe true love is the truest connection that you can have between you and another person. Does any of this make sense?
It does.
And you wait for one of the stakes, right?
But as long as it takes. But it could be a moment. A moment can be forever if you think about it. But, you know, you never know. I feel like I'm a sitting duck right now. I feel like I'm a sitting duck. I said, you know, the first person with some blueberry pancakes in the back rub might get me.
Oh, Lord. You know, I'm going to tell you something. When it's true love, or your soulmate, whatever you want to call it, they are aligned with your frequency. But like I was saying earlier, sometimes they are not ready. They have things that they're still working on with themselves, or you're just not ready. So you're not going to make that physical connection until it's time, until, you know, you both are ready, because the universe is not going to push you together until then. And that's just the way it works. And, you know, as far as time goes, there is no concept of time when it comes to love, bro, true love. Yeah. And the effort that you put into it, it doesn't seem like you're putting forth any kind of effort. It's just you want to do it. You enjoy doing for your partner, for that one that belongs in your life. You know, it's a purpose. They become your purpose. They become your reason for living, you know?
You know, F all that. Let me stop with kidding. You're right.
Ooh, no, he didn't.
You know, you're right. You're right.
Didn't. Ooh, that made my ponytail hurt. No,
he's like, wait a minute. Wait a second. No, I was just kidding. No, I completely agree with you. I was just, I was just switching it up, you know, changing the vibe and the vibration. Just be like, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, because you'd be right about so much stuff. You'd be like, oh, shoot, you know. So you'll be like, I'm right. You'll be like, yeah, you're right. I just want you to get one thing wrong. You know how this is happening. You know. Where VIP at? Where you at, VIP?
I'm right here.
You better sit still. You better stop moving around. You better sit still. You should be talking. You better contribute to this conversation.
I feel like you
just sit here. You better come up in there. You better do some karate chops, some high kicks, something.
Oh my lord!
I want to hear. Feel all you kick. I want to hear that.
Oh my god!
I told you I was gonna cut up.
Okay, my hobby. Are you ready?
I'm cutting up tomorrow too. I'm cutting up the whole weekend. I don't care.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm counting down. I ain't even gonna leave the studio. I'm just here until the show starts. I'm excited.
Because I'm telling you right now, because me and J Rob, we just get special. So I'm gonna start out. I'm just saying. I'm like, good day, sir. Let me start saying. It's gonna be. Matter of fact, the funniest thing, yo, and I love For Real for doing this. When he had us write those poems in Old English, and I've been waiting to pull out this poem that I wrote. This erotic poem I wrote in the Old English. It is super funny, and I've not read it yet. And I think I'm gonna read it tomorrow. You know,
okay.
I think it's gonna be fun.
Before you get into your piece. Can you tell us what you got going on in the Tiffany universe?
Well, I'm glad that you asked me that, La Perla Negra and Miss VIP of the Love Zone. Here's what we have going on Tuesdays. This next Tuesday, we have They Speak of Love, which is the men and women of the Honey Drip of Poetry going to do love poems, beautiful, many, for the particular crowd, and it's going to be an open mic, but we want people to talk about love. Want some love. We want that good, drippy love. Just drip your love on Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on the 50 Radio Universe of For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average and you can be raw? Buy the wristlet, man. Buy it, man. You're going to look good. Get it. You need it. Okay.
Wow. Wait a minute. Everybody has been on this love kick this past, 2 weeks, I think?
Yeah.
What is going on? Is it, what's going on with the alignment of the planets and the stars? What's going on, y'all?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Okay. Well.
Today might be my lucky day. Baby.
Hi.
<Okay.
laughs> It might be. This might be.
It might be.
It'd be a good thing, though. Might be an excellent thing. I want to talk for a minute, because you are the last caller, you know, and I would like to take this, we got like 10 minutes left to talk. I forgot the question I was going to ask you. Just say it quick.
I might have came with a poem too. Now, wait a second. Ask me the question because you know
I'm
like talking to you.
What was I going to ask you? Oh,
we're talking to VIP too. VIP is the
Until she remembers, how about you do your piece? Because I know it's selectable. So how about that?
Oh yeah.
Then you don't remember it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, fine. We're gonna get to it. Just let me know if this is too loud. Hold on for a second. Okay, let's try this out. Oh, somebody's texting. Okay. Oh, hold it.
Y'all playing around. Hold on a second. Oh, okay. Oh, that's what happened. I didn't know what happened. It did some other funny stuff. All right, hold that. Let me get it right. Is it too loud?
No,
it's too loud.
Perfect. It's
okay.
Perfect.
All right.
The mic is yours.
All right. I would love to lay with you. It is like a need. I get so high when I touch your skin, the electric coursing like blood through my veins. I long to hold you. I do. And I will anytime that you need me. Paste my lips wherever you need them. My arms open. You are my caramel sunshine, my melanated majesty, my queen of intimate luxury. You hold the best parts of me. Make me love, love. Desire the peace of kiss, the bliss of holding you, that you, when you're not here, you are all that I miss. You soothe within the rhythm of your groove, and I have to check out your melody as my soul hymns about your passion to the wind. And we win every time we race. Our desires add our wants as needs to logs to fire, and watch as our embrace grow warm and kill these storms quietly as we admire what it takes to make the ingredients of our cake. Frosting, sweet, still tepid, always tasty. You inspire me. You are my muse, my ease of use of pen to express and begin again. It is the now and never when. I am when you are, and my heart is where you are. My universe, my moon, my stars, my love from afar, the ignition in my car. I see you, I feel you, want you, need you. Make me take me with you in each moment, held brightly like sunshine caressing your face. Hit my spine and make my feet tingle. You are the reason for king-size beds, and I can swim in your ocean. Your lips lighthouse me over rough sea and draw me to your parts intimately. I dock and land and put my feet in the sand, breeze in my hair, carrying the essence of you in my care. You stir my soul. You make me long for you. Soul deep shiver goosebumps when you close your eyes and offer your lips. You stamp your mark on me. Show me how love begins. My walk becomes a win. How I cleave to you, recompense licentious and skin. But my body repay what I owe, give you a debt to clear, a thousand embraces to love until nothing left, and I'm bare without the bar of your touch. You are never too much. You are my clutch, a crutch. I can't see this path without you. Your flowers blossom. Your aura's aroma, the chroma that sits spinning is your crown. As I ask, how can I be down? I just want to hold you close, kiss you softly between the lyrics and the bridge. Gather the passion that makes my soul stir. I notice you, and how did we get here? It seems like you've always loved me, made me feel your touch, raked me to let me know how gentle your feel would be. Oh, sorry, we ran out. So lay before me, naked, body willing to betray your secrets, open your truths, confessed in moans, your mouth testifying under the duress of pleasure, the sweetest desire examined by fingertip, kiss, and wet warm tongue. How will I dispose of you? Until I uncover the hidden, bring forth under penalty of sweat and squeeze the truth of my caress. So let your body speak about the sin you keep underneath. Whisper, hear this feeling felt, forged as I enter you, blossom unfolding, universe exploring, exploding all of it to expose all of you, to give up, to give, so you'll confess your truths to make you safe. Let your waves crash my shore, my stone will not move. Let your waves crash my shore, my tide will not ebb until morning. The sunrise will find you free, truth spoken, and all of you will be forgiven. Rid your body of this passion in exchange. Our spirits will know each other, and I will know you, your nakedness, all of you, and it will spake mine. Poem.
Wow. Ooh, wait. Yeah. Well, what an amazing ending. Trish, you're at home. Wow.
Yes.
That was nice. That was real, real nice.
Mm-hmm. Amazing piece. Yes. As always.
Always swoon-worthy. I know, right? Always swoon-worthy, right?
I'm trying to say, I can listen to you all day recite your poetry. It's so beautiful and so soothing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yo, Van,
you
ain't funny,
you.
Man. I seen your commentary, Van. You're not funny, man.
Oh,
you're
God.
Not funny, man. I'm going to take jokes, man.
Well, anyway.
You're not hilarious, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, Javi, thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. Swoon worthy stuff. One love, one mic, babe.
One love, one mic. Man, you're not funny, man.
All right. Diva,
wow.
Diva, this is a this is a beautiful show. They came in, they showed up and showed out, didn't they? Oh my goodness.
Yes, they did. They always do, though. They always do. I'm never disappointed, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yes, yes, yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for coming out tonight. It was a beautiful night. Y'all made it happen. And I do appreciate you guys. So anyway, thank you. Y'all be safe. Please wear your masks, okay? As we say all the time, it's not over yet. And, you know, one day we might even do something about this. But anyway, y'all stay safe. God bless you guys. Diva?
Most definitely. I love you guys. Thank you, everybody that called in and brought those awesome pieces. Everybody that streamed in online, listened in. Y'all know, just continue to stay safe. Continue to love yourself. Get that good relationship going with yourself if you don't have one. And respect one another and stay safe. With that, I'm going to say peace.
Your smile, your voice creeps at my heart with everything it does. I have no choice. Loving you is all that I know how to do. Even when your weight was heavy, you were sorting me up. Even when you were in pieces, you would hold me together. Even though I was your baby, you would start to fight in me. One who was there to hold my back.